Charlotte is planning to extend its streetcar route another 2.5 miles, including to Johnson C. Smith University. Last month, the city received two bids for construction, both way over budget, says project manager David McDonald.
At that time, we recommended rejecting those bids in order to seek a negotiated contract price, and we have been pursuing that course.
McDonald says they've found ways to lower the price. They include giving the contractors more room to work and separating some items from the bid that smaller contractors could do for less. He says the changes are significant enough to restart the bidding process.
We believe that the rebid opportunity will provide greater opportunity for subcontracting. We believe it will increase competition amongst the prime contractors and result in better value to the city.
McDonald says it won't impact the timeline by more than a few months, with construction finishing by August 2020. He's planning to have contracts ready for council's approval this November. The city council approved the cost of another construction project last night, the expansion of Concourse A at the Charlotte Airport. The price tag is $120.6 million, but Councilmember Luana Mayfield pointed out,
"We all know the airport is a self-contained entity,
meaning it picks up the tab using its own revenue. The expansion will add 9 gates. The council also voted on what's basically a placeholder agreement for the NBA All-Star Game. The league moved it from Charlotte next year because of House Bill 2, but league leaders left the door open to returning in 2019. Councilmember Claire Fallon asked this question.
Is this contingent on us being good little people and doing what they want?
Interim City Manager Ron Kimball said to put the controversy over the law aside for this vote.
It is not a statement about non-discrimination or policies regarding that. This is the business transaction side. This says if the game does come here in 2019, these are the conditions and the terms that would be in place for hosting the game.
They include that Charlotte would spend a maximum of $600,000 on transportation and security services. It passed with two council members voting no. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.